I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. Several Midwest ag economists created a map with the percentages of payments received from ARC and PLC for the 2014 and 15 years relative to the average direct payments that were received from 2010 to 2013. The percentages do vary from region to region. Clifton Larson Allen, principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer, starts by saying Washington State fared pretty well with 157% compared to the average.
And that's primarily due to the large corn ARC payments plus the large wheat ARC payments that were received in 14 and 15. Now for 16, which is going to be received in 17, likely that number might trend down a little bit. Oregon was about flat, is about 105% compared to the previous average. And then Idaho was quite a bit under, is it at 73%. Now again, for this current crop, the 2016 crop that's going to be paid in 17, there's going to be a very large wheat PLC payment. And I would guess that Idaho will actually go above average because I would expect most of those wheat growers, especially down in the southeastern part of the state, elected to have PLC. Those payments in some of those areas could be as high as $150 to $200 per acre. Colorado is slightly above there at 111%.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.